Yay, Merry Christmas to you all.
Yay, Merry Christmas to you all.
Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into one of the most remarkable stories of faith, trust, and divine purpose ever told, the story of Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. You know, sometimes the quietest heroes make the biggest impact, and Joseph's journey from confusion to conviction is a testament to how faith can transform our lives. Today's Bible verses are from Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
Picture Joseph, a man known in his community for his deep sense of righteousness and integrity. When he discovered Mary was pregnant, he found himself in what seemed like an impossible situation. As a devout follower of the law, he knew he had grounds for a public divorce, yet his heart was filled with compassion for Mary. Instead of choosing the path that would have protected his reputation and publicly shamed Mary, Joseph decided to take a different route. He made the incredibly difficult decision to divorce her quietly, showing remarkable kindness in the midst of what must have been intense personal pain. This wasn't just about following the law. It was about showing mercy, even when he believed he had been wronged. Think about the emotional struggle Joseph must have endured during this time. Here was a man who loved Mary, who had planned a future with her, now facing what appeared to be the end of those dreams. Yet even in his heartbreak, his character shone through. He chose to protect Mary's dignity, revealing the true measure of his righteousness, not just in following rules, but in showing genuine love and compassion. One night, as Joseph wrestled with these difficult decisions, something extraordinary happened. In the depths of his sleep, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. This wasn't just any ordinary dream. It was a divine message that would completely transform his understanding of Mary's pregnancy and his own destiny. The angel addressed him directly, "Joseph, son of David." In that moment, the angel connected Joseph to his royal lineage, reminding him of his place in the great story of God's people. Then came words that must have shaken him to his core, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife." The very thing Joseph had been agonizing over was now being addressed by a heavenly messenger. What the angel revealed next was absolutely astonishing. Mary's pregnancy wasn't what it appeared to be. It was, in fact, a miracle of the highest order. The child had been conceived through the Holy Spirit. Imagine Joseph's amazement as he learned that the baby growing in Mary's womb was not a source of shame, but rather the fulfillment of ancient prophecies. The angel's message continued with an even more remarkable revelation. This child would be no ordinary baby. He would be the long-awaited Messiah, the one who would save his people from their sins. Joseph learned that he would have the privilege and responsibility of naming this child Jesus, a name that carried the weight of humanity's salvation within its very meaning. This divine intervention changed everything. What had seemed like a tragedy requiring a quiet divorce was revealed to be part of God's magnificent plan. The very situation that had caused Joseph such turmoil was actually a divine appointment, positioning him to play a crucial role in the greatest story ever told. Think for a moment about the tremendous responsibility placed on Joseph's shoulders. Here was a humble carpenter chosen to be the earthly father of the Son of God. Not only would he protect and provide for Jesus, but he would also help shape the early years of the one who would become the savior of humanity.
The significance of naming the child wasn't lost on Joseph. In Jewish tradition, naming a child was a profound act that established a father's relationship with their child. By naming Jesus, Joseph would legally claim him as his son, embracing his role in this divine plan. The name itself, Jesus, meaning God saves, carried the weight of prophecy and promise, a constant reminder of the extraordinary purpose this child would fulfill. Consider what this meant for Joseph's daily life. He would wake each morning knowing that under his roof slept the promised Messiah. Every lesson he taught in his carpenter's workshop, every prayer he shared, every moment of guidance he provided would be part of preparing Jesus for his world-changing mission. This wasn't just about raising a child, it was about stewarding humanity's hope for salvation. Joseph's sacred mission extended beyond just providing for Jesus' physical needs. He would need to protect this precious child from those who might seek to harm him, guide him in the ways of faith, and model what it meant to be a righteous man. Through his acceptance of this role, Joseph demonstrated a level of faith and courage that would echo through the centuries. In that pivotal moment, Joseph's heart transformed from a place of uncertainty to one of complete trust in God's plan. This righteous man, who had initially struggled with what appeared to be an impossible situation, now stood firm in his conviction, ready to embrace a role far greater than he could have ever imagined. What a remarkable journey of faith, from contemplating a quiet divorce to accepting the responsibility of raising the Son of God. Joseph's transformation wasn't just about changing his mind, it was about opening his heart to divine possibilities that defied human understanding. He chose to believe in something greater than his own reasoning, trusting that God's plan, though mysterious, was perfect. Consider how Joseph's unwavering faith grew into action. Without hesitation, he took Mary as his wife, providing her with protection, dignity, and love. He stepped fully into his role as guardian and earthly father, knowing that every decision he made would impact not just his family, but the entire story of salvation. This formerly uncertain carpenter now moved forward with absolute certainty, guided by divine purpose and strengthened by heavenly assurance. His acceptance of God's plan stands as a testament to the power of faith to transform uncertainty into unshakable conviction. Joseph's extraordinary example reminds us that true love often requires us to step beyond our comfort zones and trust in something greater than ourselves. Like Joseph, we too are called to open our hearts to divine possibilities, even when circumstances seem impossible to understand. In our own lives, we can embody Joseph's spirit of compassion and faith by choosing love over judgment, understanding over criticism, and courage over fear. His story teaches us that sometimes the most beautiful chapters of our lives begin with moments of uncertainty that require us to trust and believe. As we reflect on Joseph's journey, let's challenge ourselves to respond to life's uncertainties with the same grace and faith he displayed. Whether in our families, our communities, or our daily interactions, we can choose to let love guide our decisions and actions. By embracing this path of love and kindness, we honor not only Joseph's legacy, but also contribute to making our world a more compassionate place.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of Joseph, whose faith and love shone brightly even in moments of uncertainty. Help us to embrace your plans with courage and trust, just as he did, even when we don't fully understand them. Teach us to choose compassion over judgment, love over fear, and faith over doubt. May we, like Joseph, open our hearts to your divine possibilities and walk boldly in obedience to your will. Strengthen us to reflect your love in our actions and to be faithful stewards of the responsibilities you entrust to us. Amen. Friends, may this Christmas fill your heart with joy, your home with peace, and your life with the light of Christ's love. As we celebrate the miracle of his birth, may you be reminded of the hope and grace he brings to the world. May your days be warmed by the company of loved ones, your spirit refreshed by the beauty of the season, and your faith renewed by the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, wishing you and your family a blessed and joyful Christmas.